hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Big show for you today. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Florida spiny lobster as Florida spiny lobster season has begun. And, of course, I'm going to go, I'm going to share some tips from the lobster slayer to you. And maybe you can gather up some bugs down here in Florida. Or maybe take those tips and apply them to the left coast or wherever you are. And maybe they'll help you. Maybe they won't. But we'll have fun talking about it just the same. However, to kick off today's show, very special guest, our good buddy, shadow diver extraordinaire, John Chatterton. How you doing, John?
Greg, it's always a pleasure to spend a little bit of time with you, and I wanted to find out more about spiny lobster season.
Yes, well, don't we all? You're just going to have to stick around for that, John, because, you know, I am known as the Lobster Slayer. As you know, that's probably going to show up in your next book after the Titanic's Last Secrets, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're already planning that. It's in the works, and we expect it to be a bestseller.
Yes. Well, like I said, the book right now, Titanic's Last Secrets, coming out in October. I got a little advanced preview of that. And the next book should be The Lobster Slayer's Last Secrets.
They're both going to be bestsellers. I can feel it.
Yes.
Seriously, Brad Mattson is the author of Titanic's Last Secrets. It's pretty much based on the dives and the research that Richie and I did on the wreck of Titanic. Brad is an incredibly talented author. This isn't Shadow Divers 2. It really is. It's a completely different book and a different writing style. But, you know, it's one of those ones that people say, oh, you know, I started reading it and I couldn't put it down. So I think it's going to do well. Then we'll do the book on the spiny lobster.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be book number three. But you're right. You can't put it down once you start. It really is cool how it chronicles your adventure on exploring Titanic and finding out a few new things that the world didn't know before. And it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, I haven't got into, obviously, the whole book yet, but it sounds like you guys have stumbled into some pretty big information when it comes to how Titanic sunk.
Well, you know, when you look at all of the books that have been written about Titanic, you look at the television documentaries, the Jim Cameron's feature film, Bob Ballard's discovery, all of the 20 years of exploration of the Titanic site, and we really found out that Titanic wasn't what we thought it was. The history of Titanic, the sinking, really was not what happened. So, you know, I mean, that's what Richie and I do. We are not so much historians as we are wreck divers. We are motivated to find out what the wreck can tell about the ship, about the human experience for the people who were there and the event of the sinking. And, you know, for us, it was a huge, huge thrill to be diving Titanic. And to tell you the truth, we had trouble walking away. So, and that's what Brad wrote about in Titanic's Last Secrets.
Yeah, well, yeah, you guys put a lot on the line. It cost a lot of money to get down to Titanic on the, what are the two subs called, the Mir and Mir 2?
There's Mir 1 and Mir 2, and they are deployed from the Russian research ship Keldysh. We put some big money into making this project happen. It was easily the most expensive dive charter we'd ever been on. And, you know, Titanic is 12,500 feet below the surface of the Atlantic. It is a very serious dive. Typically, you spend about 2.5 hours on the descent. You spend about 5 to 6 hours on the bottom, and then another 2.5 hours making your ascent. So, you know, it's a 10, 11, 12-hour day. It's a long time to be in a 6-foot diameter sphere with a couple of other guys.
Yeah, and plus it cost like $100,000 or something like that, if I remember reading right in the book.
Yeah, actually it was it was over $300,000.
Wow. So, well, what do you tip the dive guide on the sub when you're paying them $300,000 there, John?
Well, you know, we deviated from the customary 15%.
Okay. I was wondering about that. We were talking about tipping last week on the show. I'd figure that'd be a problem when you're spending $300,000 to go down in a sub to see Titanic. But, yeah, you're cooped up in this little submarine, but it has to be a pretty amazing feeling to see that, or at least just go down in the sub even if you didn't see anything, isn't it?
As you look out the viewport, I swear to God, it's like, it looks like I could swim around out there. You can only get so close with the submersibles, and there are things that you know, you if you were a free swimming diver, you'd say, I could really get in there and take a look at that. So it is a shipwreck, just like, you know, all the other shipwrecks we go out and we dive, but it is. So technology that's so radically different, it takes a little bit of time to get adjusted to. And at the same time, you are extremely dependent on the technology. More than once, we became entangled in debris on the bottom, and it's, you know, it is a very dynamic environment because there are ocean currents and all that kind of thing. So, it is certainly not to be taken lightly. And the Russian Mir pilots are very experienced. They're wonderful guys. And somehow, some way, they brought us all back safe and sound.
That's pretty cool. And once again, the Titanic's Last Secrets coming out in October. You'll be able to pick it up at your local bookstore, or you can pre-order it at johnchatterton.com on his website, I believe, too. You know, the only thing they forgot to put in those subs, from what I've read so far, is bathrooms.
No bathroom facilities whatsoever. And actually, the Russians measure the worth of a man as inversely proportional to his urinary output. So.
Wow, then I'm very girly.
There was no privacy curtain and only two urine bottles. So nice. You three guys work it out. You know?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a very cool book, and I'm sure a movie won't be far behind. They're still working on the movie for Shadow Divers, I guess, right?
Well, you know, 20th Century Fox is threatening to do something with it this summer. Rob Kersen literally just finished writing I think the fifth revision of the screenplay. He has submitted it, and apparently they like it. So, if we are extremely lucky, they will be moving into production soon.
Excellent. Now, John, I know we're talking to you on the Skype hotline today because you're in the DR, Dominican Republic. What are you doing down there, evading the law or what?
I will return. I actually have a couple of business interests down here in the Dominican Republic. I have a partner, John Matera. He and I started an underwater survey company. We are down here using cesium magnetometers and side-scan sonars and sub-bottom profilers to locate wrecks And, of course, on the island of Hispaniola, we're talking some wrecks that are literally date back to the 1500s. It is a lot of fun for us. We're working with the Dominican government. We have a contract with them, and we are working with their archaeologists at the Patrimony Society. And I also am a partner, again with John Matera, in Pirates Cove Dive Center, which is in Samaná on the north coast of the Dominican Republic. So I'm spending about half of my time down here right now. The dive shop used to be on the south coast when John had it down there for 4 years. Now we're up on the north shore, and we're still kind of making everything come together. But to tell you the truth, it's a lot of fun. And at the same time, this is kind of where I started. You know, shortly after I went into commercial diving, I was teaching scuba and, you know, open water divers. And, you know, so for me, I feel like I'm getting back to my roots. It's all coming full circle. I hope this doesn't mean that my days are numbered.
Well, no, but it may mean I have to come visit you in the Dominican Republic. I've never been there. What's the diving like? Is it pretty spectacular, even if you're not trying to, you know, drag sonar behind you and find shipwrecks or what?
Well, I tell you what, we literally have a Spanish galleon in 40 feet of water, cannons all over the place, big anchors. We have found brand new sites that, you know, literally we're the only divers that have been there. 15 feet of water, 18 cannons, 6 anchors, another site, 11 cannons in about 10 feet of water, spectacular reefs, walls. The diving here is a lot of fun. I'm not getting much in the way of dry suit diving in this year.
Yes, it's a la natural down there in Dominican Republic. I would imagine knowing John Chatter. We'll have to bring the Scuba Radio Mermaids down there, John, and do a little underwater adventure.
Greg, you are invited down here anytime with or without the mermaids.
Well, thanks, John.
Actually, the more I think about it, no, I'm wrong on that. Just send the mermaids as soon as possible.
Well, okay. I get that too much. Matter of fact, we'll let John go, and let me line 3. This is Mermaid Abby. How you doing, Abby?
Good afternoon, Greg. I'm doing great.
All right, so what do you think? Dominican Republic, how do you feel about diving with whales?
Well, you know, Greg, I'm a busy girl, but I think I can squeeze that into my schedule.
Yes.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of great things on our trips, but I have not seen a whale. So I think I need to add that to my list.
Well, you know, we've put you in the water with sharks, doing the
yes.
mermaid thing. We're doing wild dolphins in September on our Explorer Adventure Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Coming up this weekend, we may try something with lobsters. Why not add whales to the list?
Why not indeed, Greg? We'll see how the whales react to the mermaids. It'd be interesting.
Yes. Well, but first, we do have the lobsters, and you know me as the lobster slayer. I don't know if you've ever seen me at action Abby, when it comes to the lobster. I am the lobster slayer, and I'm going to have to share some tips with you so you know how to interact with them properly. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Greg, you are the Lobster Slayer, and I am your humble student.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
In the USSR. My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master, better known this week as Greg the Lobster Slayer. Mermaid Abby is on the line, and we're getting ready to do some diving this week to go after the Florida spiny lobster, being that the season has just opened. And Abby, have you ever done anything like this before? I mean, we went scalloping a couple weeks ago. What about the Florida lobster? Have you ever done this before?
You know, I've swam with the Florida lobster, but I have not actually caught one. So I think this lobster season thing could be pretty interesting.
Now, as a Scuba Radio mermaid, do you feel guilty going after one of your own, so to speak?
Oh, you know, that's an interesting question. I always feel guilty when I'm down there with them, but when they're on my plate and they taste just so delicious with butter, somehow it makes it a little bit easier for me.
It's easy to overlook that friendly factor and just go, you taste so good. Get in my belly. I'm going to eat you. Something like that,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
But I'm interested to hear your advice on how to approach a lobster. Like, do I have a come-on line or something that I need to use? How does this work?
Well, you could try that. I actually have never tried to speak to a lobster underwater. It's more mental because you have that whole underwater, I can't talk kind of thing going on.
But not if you're a mermaid, Greg.
Well, okay. Well, that's right. You may have some special underwater powers that I'm not taking into account.
Indeed. Of course we have some magical underwater powers.
Yes. Well, I think the best way is to do it with your body language and maybe mentally trying to communicate with the lobster. You have to be at one with the lobster. You have to be the lobster. Just like if you're swimming along as a mermaid and a diver comes up to you, I mean, you don't want them just to kind of rush in all that. Well, you want them to come in softly and calmly, and so you don't think they're going to, you know, split you open, gut you, and eat you, or anything like that, right?
Well, I suppose that's true. I don't normally fear being thrown into a boiling pot of hot water. So, this should be an interesting experience for the old lobsters.
I think, and I've been told by, you know, the mentors that have shown me the lobster way, or the way of the lobster in the past, that you really have to calm yourself, your heartbeat. They might be able to sense this stuff. They can sense the fact that you're uptight, you're excited, and maybe you're coming to get them, and then they have a tendency to, you know, scoot off under the reef, and then you can't get them. So you got to calm yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, it actually seems like we might have to do some kind of physical training for this lobster hunting thing. Like, I feel like I need to go wax something, wax on and wax off, or go paint a fence.
It is kind of like that, I'm telling you, because you've seen me on our dives when we're filming stuff, and sometimes I'll see a lobster when we can't catch them, but I'll lay my hand out there and try to get the lobster to come and walk out on my hand. And you've seen me do that before, haven't you?
I've seen you do that. However, I haven't exactly seen, you know, a lobster jump into your hands and kind of sit there relaxed.
Well,
you're good, Greg, but you're not quite that.
Oh, come on. You did. You just looked away when they did that. But they've done that, trust me.
Yeah, must be. I must have been looking at something else.
Yeah, but the key is like you get there and I lay my hand out there, and if I act really still and calm my breathing, because the regulator bubbles will spook them too, they will. They'll kind of come out and check you out. And then, obviously, if you're doing that and it's lobster season, guess what? He comes and checks you out, and then you get that net behind him, and bingo, he's dinner. It's a good thing.
Yeah, he fell for it. You sucked him in.
That's right. So it's kind of like, trying to coax a hot babe out of a bar into the car. I don't know. That doesn't work right either, does it?
Well, I mean, maybe you coax her out of the bar, and then she regrets it later. So maybe you are speaking from experience, Greg.
What do you mean, regrets it? What are you trying to say exactly?
You tell me, Greggy.
Uh-huh.
But it does sound like you're like the underwater Snow White of all sea creatures. They come to you, they sit on your shoulder happily, and then boom, you bag them and you eat them.
Yes, bag them and eat them. That's what it's all, that's the end result, and that's what you want. So
that's
next.
No fairy tale.
Now I know, cooking runs in your family. Your mom's a great cook. Does she have any lobster recipes that we can put to the test here next week if we go lobster hunting?
You know, I have to say that she does not. Now, I think this would be a great excuse for me to bag some lobsters, bring them over to my folks' place, and my mom can test out her cooking, see what she can do with some lobsters.
All right.
I'm sure she can come up with some recipes.
Well, we're going to try to catch some Florida lobsters with the Scuba Radio mermaids and get the video up there at scubaradio.com. Coming soon. Hell, I'm going to want to check that one out. You know, hey, and standing by, we have Lucia from Coral Caverns. Lucia, say hi.
Hey.
Yeah, lobster season taking place in the Bahamas as well. Get a update from Coral Caverns Resort on Andros. And I believe they got some specials we're going to share with our listeners here next, too. So stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
To the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the line is Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort on Andros in the Bahamas. Check it out, coralcavernsresort.com. Lucia, how you doing?
I'm hot. It's hot. I want to go diving. Get in the water.
Yes. Well, I know you're hot, temperature-wise, but on many levels. Yeah, you're a good...
That's not right.
Now, lobster season, we've been talking about Florida spiny lobster season, but it's also lobster season in the Bahamas, right there in Andros as well. You guys, the Bahamas and the U.S. are kind of matched up on lobster season dates, aren't they?
Absolutely. August the 1st was D-Day. There was a scrillion boats out there that day, and our divers went and caught their own dinner. It was awesome. They caught three big ones and two medium ones and one legal one.
Yeah, okay.
And we picked them up, and they had them for dinner.
Nice. Now, in the Bahamas, they have a tendency, from what I've seen, to be bigger than what we can get in Florida, especially in the Keys. In particular, I don't know if it's because the fact that you can't get them on scuba. You can only free dive for them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had a bunch of them this year. Last year was a bad season. This year, it's looking a little better. There's not so many really, really big ones, but some medium-sized ones, and that helps, I think. And we don't have too many babies. So we'll see in the next 30 days. I know the locals slammed them last week. But after the first day, they came in with a bunch of lobster, and that was different from last year. So who knows, you know? I mean, I don't know. They had a better season so far. So.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign.
We're finding them out in front of the resort where we didn't last year.
Yeah, were you finding them right there off of the dock? There off the bar, the dive bar, or what?
Not quite that lazy.
Okay.
But just outside the channel, when you go out into the water inside the reef, there's a bunch of rocks there, and they found five, you know, just snorkeling around on our snorkel sites.
Oh, you got to love that. See, and if you go over to Andros, you can experience this where you can go catch your lobster, and they'll fix it up for you, and they know how to cook them up right. Now, hold the line, Lucia. I know you got some new specials that you're going to offer our divers exclusively right here on Scuba Radio next, and that's coming your way. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi.
Hey. I don't even know where to start with this one. Take a look at that. A scuba diver up a tree.
How the hell did he get up there?
He couldn't have climbed up there with all that crap on.
Got up there somehow.
Well, you know, Lake Mead is just over the hill, and the copters are dropping water.
I'm a scuba diver. I got a lot of gear. A regulator and a fishing spear. A PC, a compass, a diving watch. A bang stick that hangs between my crotch. My weight belt snorkel, prescription mask. My super jet fins, I go real fast. I go real fast, I go real fast. I'm a scuba diver and it's a gas.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm talking with Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort in Andros on the Bahamas. You can check him out, coralcavernsresort.com on the web. And Lucia, we talked about the lobster season is open there in the Bahamas, just like it is in the state of Florida. You can go over there, dive for lobster, and obviously explore some of the spectacular reef structures you have there, as well as the critters like the sharks and God knows what else you got cruising through the area. But you have a special that you're offering exclusively to Scuba Radio listeners or to the world right now, or are we making this public for the first time, or what?
We're not making it public for the first time, but we are extending it to the end of September. You know, Central Andros is in the weather void. We are the best-kept secret in September during hurricane season, everybody. We get nothing. It goes around us. It hasn't hit us in so long, and we're not even overdue. We're just in the weather void. So we're running the special. It's buy one, get the second one half off, and it's going to be good through September the 31st, and you can call 1-800-327-8150, or check us out at coralcavernsresort.com. We'll get you hooked up.
Yeah, now, you are so right about the month of September. I know I keep saying this every year about this time, that month is by far the best month, period, to dive in the Caribbean. And there's
absolutely
a couple reasons. One is end of August, all the families and all the kids got to go back to school, so people have a tendency to, you know, change their vacation plans, and so you don't get as many tourists in Florida and the Caribbean. So things slow down a bit in the Caribbean. So there's not as many people, not as many
right.
other divers. So you have the whole place to yourself, the dive sites and things. And then it's the weather. And like you said, as long as there's not a hurricane on the horizon,
right.
and actually last couple of years we've been very, very fortunate.
I know.
Through the summer and into September, and if there are no storms on the horizon, the seas are flat calm because the wind hasn't picked up for the winter. The water temperature is like bath water,
yeah.
And the visibility is usually better because there's no wind and the sediment is settled. Is that what you're
it's
seeing
crazy.
Right now, or over there in Andros, or what?
Well, we've had a little wind, but the vis is still good. But the temperature's right up there; it's at 85 degrees, and you know, in September, it's oil. It's like being on oil. It's the most perfect conditions for scuba diving that you could ever imagine, if I could say that correctly, scuba diving. You know, it's just crazy. And, you know, this deal will allow you to do a last-minute deal. You know, you can pop over here, quick three or four nights, pop back. And like I said, we are ready for you in September. I just can't stress the availability and the, you know, all of the things that go along with it in September in the Bahamas.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, I'm not making it up. September, the best month, period, to dive in the Bahamas and Florida, for that matter, as well. But check them out, coralcavernsresort.com. Call them up. Take advantage of that special.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. great dive masters, everything you need. And the diving, whoa, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 48. If your dive buddy asks you to grab their booty while gearing up, it's probably not a come-off.
That sounds almost plausible.
However, feel free to use the opportunity to cop a feel if you like.
No, honey, if you can swing that one, more power to you.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And Jeff Myers is in the studio, the COO and vice president from Divers Alert Network. Jeff, how's it going?
It's all good, Greg.
Glad to hear it. I got a question for you.
Ask away.
If you had to pick one thing that bothers you as divers gain experience, what would it be?
I'd have to say one thing I've seen that concerns me a great deal is the fact that as many divers gain experience and confidence, they get complacent about doing pre-dive safety checks.
I'm really glad you said that because, you know, it's something I see and it concerns me too.
Sometimes as divers get more dives and confidence under their belt, some of their safety basics seem to go out the door. But those basics are in place for a reason. You never outgrow them, and they're always a good idea.
Why are pre-dive safety checks specifically a good idea?
They're a good chance to finalize the dive plan with your buddy. It's a time to make sure you are, in fact, planning to do the same dive, as well as to review communication signals, safety protocols, and any other plan in place. It's always a good idea to check yours and your buddy's gear before descending, as at depth is no time to try and familiarize yourself with gear or determine whether your air is turned on.
I couldn't agree more. Since we think it's a practice every diver should follow, why don't we go ahead and review the steps?
Great idea. The first step to a pre-dive safety check takes place before you even don your gear. Have a conversation with your buddy and make sure you both agree on the dive you're doing, the profile you'll follow, the communication signals you'll use, and what plan you'll follow if a problem occurs. Make sure it's clear how the dive will be navigated, how you plan to deal with any potential obstacles.
Like currents or low visibility.
Right. And discuss anything else that comes to mind. Remember that even the closest and most experienced buddies aren't mind readers, so be sure to ask any questions or clarify anything unclear to you. Never assume.
That's good advice. I know when you've got a buddy you dive with all the time, it's easy to fall into assumption patterns.
It is, and we've all been guilty of it. That's why it's so important to make a concerted effort not to get complacent.
Okay, once you've mapped out everything you can out of the water, it's time to don your gear, which means it's time for the classic BRARF. Or BWRAF, begin with review and friend.
Yeah, that's a familiar one, but whatever acronym you use, the points to hit are the same.
Such as the BCD.
Such as the BCD. You want to ensure you're familiar with your buddy's BCD and releases, and that he or she is familiar with yours. In the event that you have to dump weights or remove the gear for them, time can be critical, and you don't want to be exploring the gear in an emergency situation. Don't forget to include a check of the inflator hose at this stage, and give it a test by inflating it both orally and via the low-pressure inflator.
Weights?
Again, be familiar with your buddy's weight system and share yours with them, so if weight has to be released quickly, it is released quickly. Also, if you or your buddy is unsure of whether the right amount of weight is being used, it's a good time to do a quick check if you're not in a situation where one or both of you could be strained, overheated, or interfering with other divers.
R for releases.
Yep. And we're not talking about the releases you have to sign. This is a time to ensure you know where all releases are and that all of them are secure. It's always an interesting experience watching the dance that ensues when one diver tries to resecure the tank of another underwater.
Well, speaking of tanks, I believe A is for air.
It is, and some might call this the most important step, since you're not going far unless your air is on and your tank is full. Double-check the air each of you is carrying. Make sure those tank valves are open, and don't forget to take a few breaths to ensure your regulator is functioning properly.
And with F comes the final okay.
This is when you're good to go. Give each other one more look and check for dangling hoses, missing equipment, or anything else that hasn't been checked. Once you give each other the final okay, you're indicating that you're ready for the dive.
It really is simple.
It is simple, but it's also really important. A thorough pre-dive safety check is a great way to prevent problems. Like so many other situations in diving, a lot of trouble can be avoided with a little preparation.
Pre-dive safety checks are taught during entry-level training for a reason. They're the cornerstone of good diving practices, and they're a habit you should never break. Experience is never a replacement for good sense, and pre-dive safety checks are definitely good sense. So, complete one before every dive, whether it's your first or your thousandth. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
On the line right now is Big Wave Dave. We tried to talk to him last week, but his cell phone seemed like it was underwater, so I got him on the line again this week. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great, man. Last week we were in Houston at the aquarium, so things were all wet.
Yeah, what including your cell phone? Is that the deal or what?
Well, yeah, we got a little splashed on that day, so you never know. Yeah, we were at the Houston Downtown Aquarium. We put about 250 people through the pool, had a great time.
Yeah, so explain, what was the deal? Was there a special event you were tag teaming on to,
well,
or what?
What was last week was Shark Week.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So they kind of promote the whole event, you know, come out, try scuba diving, come out, and you can see them feed the sharks inside the aquarium. You know, just a good, fun weekend.
Excellent. Yeah, and that's a very nice aquarium there in Houston. That's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. In fact, we were the week before at the Denver Downtown Aquarium where, guess what, you can even dive with the sharks there.
Really?
Yeah, they got a program set up with A1 Scuba where you can go in there and go into the 25-foot deep aquarium and go out there with the sand tigers, the nurse sharks, the black tips, everything.
Yeah, forget about Shark Week. Just go dive with them. And
that's right.
That's way better than watching that stuff on TV most time anyway. So what's the story with the Be a Diver pool anyway? You were in Houston. Where are you at coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, I'm back home now for a little while, but Jeff, of course, is out on the road with the pool. This weekend we're at the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium, just doing a great event we've done in the past. Usually we run about 400 people through the pool during the 3 days.
Yeah, and once again, if you go to beadiver.com, you can get information on where the pool is going to be. And for people who are hearing about this for the first time, which they would have to be living under a rock if they've been listening to scuba radio at any length of time, Dave. However, let's do fill in the blanks here. I mean, what is the Be a Diver pool for people who are not familiar with it?
Well, the Be a Diver pool is a portable pool, complete system with tanks, dress rooms, stage that travels around the United States to about 25 to 30 shows a year promoting diving. It's part of the DEMA Be a Diver program. And when we reach a city, the local retailers come out and help staff the pool and just show people how fun diving is.
Yeah, and it's absolutely free too, right?
Yeah, once you're in, you may have to pay to get into the actual venue itself, but the pool's free. We got suits, towels. In fact, they can even download pictures from the internet that we take underwater.
Nice. Yeah, it's a pretty cool setup they have there with the Be a Diver pool. Go to beadiver.com, learn how to be a diver, and find out where the pool is going to be next, and hopefully it's coming to your neck of the woods very soon. More coming up.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
I heard a show on the radio.
Where divers speak about,
what's in the sea.
Now I know.
It was the first
show
devoted
to diving.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Coming up, we're going to tell you more about some of the other offerings Explorer Ventures Liveaboards offers. Captain Clay from that fine organization is going to join us in hour two, talk about some of their itineraries in the Galapagos, Australia, and of course, the liveaboard that we're doing on September 6th, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise Wild Dolphin Adventure. Now, if you have not planned, your schedule outright, it's not too late to join us. We're just about a month away from our adventure in the Bahamas, and we're going out of Freeport, and we're going to cruise for wild dolphins in the afternoon. We'll do like two tanks in the morning on a liveaboard cruise, like your typical liveaboard dive experience through some cool reefs on the northern end of the Bahamas chain, and then we'll have lunch. And then in the afternoon, we're going to snorkel and cruise for wild dolphin pods. And we have a naturalist on board who's familiar with the dolphin pods, the wild dolphin pods in the area. And he's going to take us to those sites where he knows they hang and congregate and give us some tips on how to interact with the dolphins. Because when you're interacting with wild dolphins, this isn't a SeaWorld experience. You're definitely on their turf. And they have protocols they follow and different techniques on how to get in the water and interact with them in the way that'll make them interested in you is very important, because you can scare them very easily by jumping in the water. They generally don't like bubbles, so most of the time you're snorkeling. We're going to throw Scuba Radio mermaids in the mix. And I got to tell you, if it's anywhere close to the just brief encounters I've had with wild dolphins in the past, this is going to be a spectacular dive adventure September 6th with Explorer Ventures. Once again, go to exploreventures.com on the web. Get the phone number. Tell them you want on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. There's actually a couple other weeks in there as well if you want to experience the wild dolphin adventure. And like I said, hour two, we're going to have Clay on board to talk about even some of the other dive options they have around the world with that fine liveaboard organization, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, by the way. So that's all in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Stuck here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we get lucky here, down in the muck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.